Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan said, Halta ain't Bami Shapura Rosh. Now wait a minute. The Chastira. First it says Halta is Asa. Rabbi Yochanan's Halta is Mutta. Can't be in the Chastira, why not? Because he learned anything. Well, not about the Ramavinu. You might have come to the third category. The Chastira, the Chastira, Derek Mavi, where the din is what? Halta is good. And city is one without Halta is what? Where in Crete. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalsa ain Bami Shapura Rosh. Now wait a minute. The Chastira. First it says Chalsa is Asa. Rabbi Yochanan's Chalsa is Mutta. Can't be in the Chastira, why not? Because he learned anything. He learned after Basa Rav Avinu. You might have come for the third category. The Chastira, the Chastira, Derek Mavi, where the din is what? Chalsa is good. A city is one without Chalsa is what? It's no good. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch anywhere, this city. How can I leave it out? You left out the din that Chalsa is Ein Bami Shapura Rosh. Left it out. So one might suggest the following. A possibility for the Machaber. It's very far reaching. Maybe it's true. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalsa ain b'mishum perua rosh. But if it would be yesh b'mishum perua rosh, does that automatically make it that Yehudis? Not necessarily, as we already saw in the preaching of the sources. Maybe the Machaber holds that the only place that a woman is in violation of that Yehudis is in the public arena. What's that? A shuk, Bavim Mefulish, or Chotish Ram Bokubo, which is the same as Bavim Mefulish. That's a violation of Das Yudis. But if she goes in this semi-private area, Michotu Lachotu Derech Mavoi, with her hair completely uncovered, yes, says Rav Yochanan, she's in violation of Pura Rosh. But it's not necessarily Das Yudis. So the Machaber doesn't quarter over here. Because the Machaber is only discussing it about you. But on the question, the Machaber should have quoted it elsewhere. That's the question we have to look for as well, and other matters. But that may be a possibility in terms of the actual omission in terms of that view. Because if you look carefully, your mother doesn't take a favor to that view. Doesn't it? Rabotai, what's the Bach say? That a woman must cover her hair even in a chutzah. How can he say such a crazy thing? The Gemara says, "Mefer shet tzmutzer." Where's the Gemara? Zala b'chutzim came lo inach the bas avram avinu yashem etzaras baila. The Bach was the most creative and original and inventive child, which others have learned as well. Add a word. Zala b'chutzer. What? What? Let's read it. Read it. Yes. Halsa ein b'mishin pura rosh. Hey, if it's the shuk, that's good. Hell of a chutzim, she's wearing a chalsa. Right? Shita, says the, we have the word shita. Shita is about. That's how the Bach says that in the moment. That's a remarkable fact. That's what the Bach says. That's a remarkable fact. That's what the Bach is saying. I want to move myself to topic two for today. Topic two is Das Yehudis of Megulot. It's a very important topic. And I want to discuss it with you at the present time. So again, you may have other questions on Tzei Avisha Erva. We discussed it a little bit yesterday with Aruch HaShulchan, with his writer wrong. I told you I thought that was a big Shiloh. According to the Rama, I thought he was right. According to the other, I thought he might be wrong. So now let's discuss the question, which is a equally serious question. The Mishnah Brura, yes? As opposed to what? Benching? As far as the kid is, as far as the bench, as far as any brother. Yes? Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry? Your own wife? here, no? Also, I feel the wish to offer the kebab. I didn't say that. Well, we'll look in that direction. Turn around. Maybe even closing your eyes at the kebab. Maybe. I'm not a big fan of the closing your eyes. I think that closing should depend upon the same child all over again. If it's from here, the closing your eyes should work. We'll see. But if it's wild, it's a penude in an error, then do it there, and perhaps closing your eyes shouldn't work. What? Yeah, it's a big problem. You've got to wear a big costume. And you're sitting at a table, and there's a married woman right across from you, directly there, and then you want a bench. What do you do? I was once at a wedding like this, sitting next to a rabbi, a very fascinating rabbi, very independent, you know, he's Muslim, sitting like this, here's the table. I'm here. I don't remember the name, but somebody the other day was next to the married, this deck, lady without her hair covered, and found the bench, right? And the server brought me to the wedding. The server brought me to the bed, and I was sitting right at the edge. It was the last table. And I was sitting next to the rabbi. The rabbi took a chair. Went like this. Back to the entire assemblage. Why not? Devolve it. What? Did she realize? Maybe she should. Maybe it was a good she realize. No, wife was later shaken. It was a very clear shape. It was not so none of these big stuff. You won't believe I'm wearing a wig. It's terrible hair. Great. She certainly counted. Productive. I don't know. Embarrassed somebody. Embarrassed 100 people. No, it's all things. Yes. So the return is certainly good. Returning in is not the negative error of the flower. You take up the glass. I do that usually. What I did in that case is I took off my glass and closed my eyes. So why do both? Closing your eyes, I'm not so sure which really work because I think she made the sentence that there are for children. If it's a question of here, closing your eyes should work. If it's not here, then maybe closing your eyes according to the people not broken. According to one day in a macabre, closing your eyes works for the sake of the one day. That shouldn't work, and if it's not, it's here. But since the Mishnah Brewer and most folks will deny that, they think closing your eyes for a naked woman would not work.
Can you remember this?
Yes. So therefore, one might say the same thing when it comes to the hair, because why? It's a din erev, I told you before. It's not a hair, it's a din erev. What? Not the same. Now, well, yes? I don't hear you. What about? No. She puts it to heaven. But the mad woman cover her own hair when she makes a problem. Not necessary. No. They take the negative error. That's it. A new thing, the negative error doesn't. Not doing here, right? Not doing here. Not doing here. Right? That's right. Right, there was a problem. Like, first I closed my eyes because the corner of my shulchan and all the Mr. Wood make on the shadow, by the way. As far as sales. I don't understand what, I guess what you mean. But in case that's not good enough, I took off my glasses.
Yeah.
Now, no. I felt like this. Let's say there's a woman who is half a mile down the road. I'm standing there, I'm improperly dressed. I can't see her. I know she's there, but I just can't see. Would you walk there to Connecticut or Erva? I thought, maybe it's too far away. So I was thinking, if I'm nearsighted, I can't see the, I see the clock, but I have no idea what time it is. Why is that? What? So I thought maybe it could be another smart law, but he can't see. I don't know, a smart maybe. Could I do? What more could I do? I also turn them to the side. rubber was taken 40 years ago. She was collapsed in the sentimental Judaism. It was the, you know, that was his whole fight. That's serious. That could be terrorized. It's not, he's making fun. He's talking Yiddish, but then he laughed. Of course, the English phrase that he saw. Someone who experienced the Shabbos was lighting the candles with a white tablecloth. And then he started getting dramatic. No white tablecloth. And he starts going with it, and this is Yiddish guy. That American people may have time to change. People underestimate the intelligence of the American people. The thing is, we're not fundamentalists, we're intellectuals. We're putting on an intellectual way after being current experience. And abstract, the people should want it. 40 years later, I think the tide is turning back to the fundamentalists. Monic for his dog. Especially for his dog. If you're monic with any dog, it may tailor make for that dog. So it is. Okay, let me go back to my.
Everything for the
person,
but wasn't
the creation of it
also.
Oprah, that's the creation of Mr. Brewer, no
question
about that. And also,
like,
yeah. Even Debray Torres, I had that problem when I was in this year in a neighboring county Monday. No, only speaking. The Daber Dover. It says Erbat Dover. Has only deeper Oscar Hero Mutter. So the thing to make sorrow when there's a woman. Let's say you're sitting at the table, your wife is there, and she doesn't have hair covered. You're just thinking about the Shia, you're thinking about the Rebbe said this, and this was this kind of this and that.
Fine, no problem. So
it's a problem. Fine. Fine. I think it's for the better. Double check. Everything I say, yeah, I'm saying I'm not holding about a good year. Sim and INA, but I'm quite sure that's what it says there. That it's only an issue of Vibu and not an issue of Hero. Hero be different colors. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Happens to me all the time. What do? It happens to me. I don't have to take it back. But it happens to me sometimes. I mean, last week it happened. Someone came Friday night, 10 days ago. I was very excited. When it came to benching, a little baby called and she had to go outside. So, ordinarily, I was never allowed. But ordinarily, I wasn't intended to ever, you know, walk out my way to wait for them. So it was demons. And in my opinion, women, even though they're not tired to make a mazumah on their own, but they're, not they can, they must. If they are part of a mazumah, they have to. But under these circumstances, I would make them for her. Like, stay with a baby for that to be the kiddish, I just made kiddish a little bit to the angle, that's all. Yeah. I wasn't so lucky, I did make it a little bit to the angle. I look at the sitter, maybe you could put the sitter in front of you, it's blocking out, it's kind of pizza. Yeah, Dory. Yeah. I read the kitzer. The Machabah says, Simon, Ayin, Hay, please. Mom, a naked woman right in front of her. I was very excited. When it came to benching, a little baby called and she had to go outside. So, ordinarily, I was never allowed. But ordinarily, I wasn't intended to ever, you know, walk out my way to wait for them. So it was like a demon. And in my opinion, women, even though they're not tired to make a woman on their own, but they're, not they can, they must. If they are part of a woman, they have to. But under these circumstances, I would make them for her. Like, you know, stay with a baby for that to be the kiddish, I just made kiddish a little bit to the angle, that's all. Yeah. I wasn't so lucky, I did make it a little bit to the angle. I look at the sitter, maybe you could put the sitter in front of you, it's blocking out, it's kind of pizza. Yeah, Dory. Yeah. The kitzer. The Machabah says, Simon, Ayin, Hay, please. Sivvo. Hosa, Ereva, Kinegdo. Mom, a naked woman right in front of her. The head in front of him, turned his back. Oh, Sha'otav, Eina. Or, close his eye. Oh, Shu Balayla. Or, it's dark. Oh, Shu Suma. Or, he's blind. All these cases, Mutter Litro. The Bu'iyah Talarach, one of the low Chazarach. He doesn't see. The Yerubachar, he doesn't see anything. That's what the Mechaber says. That's the Mishnah Brura. So the Pelskim, the Mishnah Brura asks, oh, here is the Ferish. Mutta Lahar Dibre Tarak Shu'arim. Based on the negative Arab. So here is Dibre Asa, here is Mutta. The Ferish of Mishnah Brura, the Chabtet. Michael, here? And the Mishnah Brura Chabtet. It's not the Hebrew. Think Dibre Tarak. Not to say. You look a little to the side. One. Picture, I should also put the turn to the side. All the turn to the side. Now. So here comes the Mishnah Brura and says that the Seir closing your eyes is certainly worth. For a Tefa, he says, depending on the same child as we have, he says, well, and the Mishnah Brura is not with it. But the Seir, it certainly works. To close your eyes. The Fianir Zaiti, one could suggest a distinction, precisely the reverse of the Mishnah Brura. Precisely the reverse of the Mishnah Brura. The closing your eyes, the Mishnah Brura said, works for a Seir and not for Tefa. One could argue that it works for Tefa and not for Seir. That's crazy. We all know that the Seir is much more power. The Seir is only applied to married women and Tefa applies to single and married. Well, I answer you here on the Senate. Because Seir, as I told you before, is not based upon Hirur, because of the role of Pesach against Rama. It does not apply to single girls. It's Halacha. Halacha is an error that Torah makes into an error. Let's see what your Hirur. There's no Hirur. So therefore, closing your eyes would be ineffective. According to those, it's ineffective to make an error. Where Tefa, one might argue, is based purely upon hearers. Moriah, it depends upon Makom Shadaka Lachasot. It all depends on what the custom is in that place. What you used to see when you're not used to seeing. So it's a matter of hearers. You close your eyes, so you're not to know hearers, so it's mutter. I want to say, poof, but care to suggest the opposite of the Mishnah Brura. Yes, sir. That means what? The nations that may be other than they hear him. Prepare Shemesh the Brewer. But also liquid Krishna, all the hats to Shum, Damash, and Beknusha. Where are you going? The first Mishnah Brewer says what I just said. The first Mishnah Brewer says so. Simchat Nalat. Shum, Damash, and Beknusha. Not just Krishna. Anything. Any bracha, anything. That means any bracha. What do you mean? Let the devil go catch. The Tefa is the Shia, apparently. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. That's in that context. Any brother called that was the Shia. He doesn't mean like, Baruch Hu, yeah, and it doesn't mean that in that context. Come on. Greatest. No. Now, Baruch. Yes.
We
didn't, the Torah does.
That is not solved by closing your eyes.
Of course you do. If you have a machaber, if a woman is naked, a woman is naked. You can't, closing your eyes won't help with the Mishnah Brura in the book. Even Tavaka won't help with the Mishnah Brura.
But of course the machaber could work with
it. The machaber could well, right? Because it's a rubber
ball. Where are we
being
machaber between the rest of Arizona and Sayer?
The Mishnah Brura says, Sayer closing your eyes works, a trash bapa does not work. Up in the Mishnah Brura, right over here.
Right.
So I'm saying,
I can understand that distinction. Tell me that it's not in the Mishnah Brura, then maybe we should be more naked. But how can you create levels above what normal Erva is? In other words, you're creating a new level of Erva that wasn't. If you can say that normal Erva would work with closing your eyes, it wouldn't work with closing your eyes, the distinction, the Pumpa character is the distinction, then how are you creating that category of Erva in the first place? The best you can do is declare it as Erva that we already had. Works with whatever.
We're assuming that closing your eyes would not work for Erev of Mamish. So it's Mamish, naked.
There's no distinction.
Not a Tefa.
You're saying it would work for Tefa, but it would not work for...
Right. For Erev of Mamish. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Now, a woman is naked. You can't... Closing your eyes won't help because of the Mishnah Brura in the book. Even Tefa won't help because of the Mishnah Brura.
But But of course, the Machaber said Mudra.
The Machaber says, well, right. It's all the
where
would
be
Machaber
between the rest of Erevah and
Seir? The Mishnah Berurah is there. Seir, closing your eyes, works. A Tashapa does not work. Offer the Mishnah Berurah, right over here.
Right. So
I'm saying,
that, I can understand that distinction. Tell me that it's not in the Mishnah Berurah, then maybe it would be more Mishnah Berurah. But how can you create levels above what normal Erevah is? In other words, you're creating a new level of Erevah that wasn't. If you can say that normal Erevah would work with closing your eyes, and it wouldn't work with closing your eyes, the distinction, the Punkar character is the distinction, then how are you creating that category of Erevah in the first place? The best you can do is declare it as Erevah that we already had, which works with whatever.
Well, we're assuming that closing your eyes would not work for Erevah Mamish. I thought it's Mamish, naked.
So there's no distinction.
That's that question. Right. Erev Mamish. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Now, here comes the most important point for today, and I think it's something which you should pay careful attention to. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Ayin Hay, Tish Katan Bay, for the Mechaber says, Mechaber Shadaka Lechasos of the Nisir of Tefa, for our Ponel, the Odeo, the Aminik Shaderach Liot Magula Bosa Mokom, the face and the hands up until the point that it's customary to keep revealed in that way. The chain, the parsis regal at a shok, brackets, who had a mokom shenikim kni, belosh and ashkenaz, kuf nun yud aleph, kni, the knee, the mokom shedag and lelech yokev, mutta likus kenegla kevin shiragl bayan, in the bar of the hero. 1 second. Ubamokam shadaka lechasus shirat tefach v'mol shad rufa isha. Avo! Here's the line. Drosel vishoko afilu regilin lelet megule kiderech haprutos alter. The Mishnah Berurah says in the New Easter, even if everybody goes that way of revealing this row on the shelf, it's also to recite Krishna Kinecta. What is the muffler for this thing? You can't make up anything out of the clear blue sky without calling a muffler. He quotes a series of proofs. It's cousin, hey, the Sharatim. He quotes three sources. First, Eliyahu Rabba B'Shem Arokea. I looked it up. The Rokeach said, Tefach v'psara of Bizrosel Megulos Osir. That's all he said. Says the Eliyahu Rabba, Rokeloma, Afta Derech Legalos, Avi Erva, the Imloke Havi Bechlal Tefach. That's what the Eliyahu Rabba said. But the Rokeach, I don't know. What's going to arrive? I can give it to the Rokeach in the case of the fish. I said, why did he single out Zeroa? Be patient. We'll come to it in a second. Then he quotes the Chayodah. That's true. Chayodah said it. Then he quotes the Gemara. V'chein muchach v'ksubus of ayin beiz amid beiz Yehudas Yehudis ayin shom. Yehudas Yehudis ayin shom. From both sides. Can Das Yehudis change? He thought the answer was yes. The Mishnah Berurah apparently thinks the answer is no. What do you bring me a raya? If that's Yehudis, Suba Sayan Bey, if that's Yehudis can change, then things can change.
Things can change as far as everything involved.
Why not? I can't understand you. That's Yehudis is exactly...
That's an objective...
Who said? That's exactly what I'm trying to prove. Who said so? What's that patient? What is that spot? The Rabbos, I believe, that an answer to this can be found in the Gemara in Brooklyn, called Dalit. It says Tezach Bisha Erva, and then it says Shof Bisha Erva. And all the Mepharshim will bother with the same question. Once it says Tezach, why must it say Shof? We have to close the shape room. Shall I get the barrier that we have covered in? Once it says Tefach, Why does it say show? No? Who knows an answer to that question? Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. The prima donna, you must have the prima donna. The three roots is the first one. That what? That soap. That soap is usher even less than the tefillah. Why? It's a bump of hero's fit. That's parrot number one. Parrot number two is that soap doesn't just mean soap. Soap is a code word. What it really means is isha aferet. You didn't tell him it's your own wife. Any makom erva in a different woman who's not your wife, even if it's less than a tefa, is an issue of Krishna. Any makom which is mostly mechusim. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three, the previous god is the Rashba. The finish of the Gemara is that show is the makom mechusim. I punch it. No. The show is the makom magula. And it's a much greater form. How come nobody said
this?
If in fact show has an objective halach of erva, as the way he says, why did they give the show to give that teret? Teret afisha is what we call subjective. Depends upon the time and the place. You know, they go to the ankle, they go to where shulk is an object of erva. If the shulk is uncovered, even if every woman in the community uncovers the shulk, it should be answered anyway. It's objective. Shulk involves the gitarit. Shulk involves the chumrah. How come nobody said it? No one said it. No one in the Achronim said it. How come nobody said it? Seems to me that if nobody said it, Yehudis, we just learned before, is something which can change the passion. Seems to me, and this is a machloka top rodin, in terms of is there a bit of objective erva or not. If you look at the rush in Brooks, Teretz Afisha is what we call subjective. Depends upon the time and the place, you know, they go to the ankle, they go to the ear, they go to there, they go to the top of the face, they do everything. Where shulk is an object of erva. If the shulk is uncovered, even if every woman in the community uncovers the shulk, it should be usher anyway. It's objective. It's a vowel like a teret. It's a vowel like a chumrah. How come nobody said it? No one said it. No one in the early Achronim said it. How come nobody said it? It seems to me that if nobody said it, Yehudis, we just learned before, is something which can change the passion. Seems to me, and this is a machloka top rodin, in terms of is there a bit of objective erva or not. If you look at the rush in Brooks, the rush is a not simon, it's simon, and Brooks at $12, the rush there says, has two proportions, the Divrei Chamudis and the Feres Shmuel. The Divrei Chamudis, which is written by the Madani Yontif, I heard another tape of the Rav. Oh, I listened to the way in the car here today. The Rav is saying the greatness of the Chagat Vichas. Our Rav has to be the kind of Losagur Vasayich. How you can't be afraid of anybody. You have to be ready to sacrifice. He said it. He went as far as to say, well, before I get to that, but he said that how many Gedolim were willing to, you know, not to be threatened and to give up all kinds of things rather than to give in a matter of truth. He told this example. The paper called the Madana Yontif. So you have a different name. You might have called Yontif. We called out, it looks as Madana Yontif and the Divrei Chamudos. It used to be the Lechem Chamudos and the Madana Melech. Why did it change? The Toshi Yontif is a category of them, like all that most of with every one of our Gadoli Olam, which is not only a daughter, but a savage and a brave man. And because he took a firm stand against one of the Gevirim in town, they mocked it on him. They said that he was a revolutionary, and the proof was that he wrote a paper called Madane Melech. You see, he wants to establish himself as a king in the community, and therefore he was put in jail and his life was threatened. You believe it? He had a change name to Madane Melech. I'm reminded of the funny thing. He said a story of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, the Brit, early one morning, a poor tailor passed away. And 2 hours later, the biggest gvir in the grid, the president of the community, who was instrumental in bringing Reb Chaim into prison, wanted with the rest of Reb Chaim, they wanted to take the job and to see his father. They gave him a kin and said Reb Chaim didn't know how to learn. And then they said, this guy, and he said, oh, Reb Chaim knows how to learn. So that's why he got him in, and then he passed away. And the Chevra Kedisha decided that, look, this poor tailor knows that it comes to survive anyway. Let's first do a tahara and do the tzvura on the rear, be a big tzvaya, and then later we'll take care of the poor tailor. A client sent his shliach, don't do it, against halacha, whatever. First come, first serve, whoever zips the first, let's do the tzvura first. They didn't listen. He went with Steinitz Kozelik. And they came to the tower, to the house where they were doing the tower for the gvir. They pulled out the Chevra Kedisha. They left the gvir on the table. They took the Chevra Kedisha over to the poor tailor. They did the tower, they did the kibura, and they first came back to do the complete tower, do the kibura for the biggest gvir in town. They did the roshed, the refined. Earned himself a new enemy, the family, the richest family in town that hated Reb Chaim. That's a good finish. Allah has Allah. Well, I'm another story. Reb Chaim was once in Shul Kol Nidre, and he got word that there was a Bundit who was arrested for throwing a bomb at the Tsar's nephew, who was somehow some kind of a soldier or something. They wanted to kill him. So, but the court of Chaim knew that the only way out was to get enough money to give to the police commissioner to get him out. He was already called in there. Reb Chaim stopped the chatzim and said, "Hey, we'll go home with your money. On your kippur, to bribe to get out this Bundist. The Bundist didn't understand what Bundist was. Anti-religious. A Jew is a Jew." He stopped and he said, "Shlicha to all the shul of the grit. Stop, Kol Nidre. Everyone go home with money." The money came. The following was gathered in an hour. Reb Chaim went, took the money on Yom Kippur with the Mazak Gudayim, went to the police chief, as the Rav said, Melissa, Vayip Sarbo Vayika. He begged him, he took the money, and he made sure they took the Jew and they hustled him out of town. And the magistrate said, "Oh, he couldn't have done it. I was with him at the time, and he's innocent completely. Really guilty, but you know, whose money would you to save the life?" Quote. He quotes Shoah, and then he says, "Umisaber the chomokam umokam lefimin hago." The needy who taima ella the tvar mishiragila shlo the chatos of lo mikri erva mishim lo atzigul li dehiru li dey mechule mit dehiru. Came in the rabbi, well, it's no problem. If you look at the kafachayim, where is it? Kafakayim, it's a cotton bay, it's a manayan hay. This is the ferret, that's the trap of the Divrei Chamudos. There's no objective error. Even Zerora and Shok, if the people go all with the Zerora and the Shok exposed, it's not a bit of error. I have a problem, which we're not going to raise yesterday, which is in pain, aim as of itself. You can go absolutely naked also and say, everyone goes in the news column, everyone goes naked. I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. I am a bit pressed to tell you, well, exactly where do you draw the line? One might say that there's a difference between Gufa Isha and what we call the extremities. One might make some suggestions. If that's the case, then those low cuts and low backs, with absolutely no hefty, even if everyone goes that way. Maybe nothing out of it. But the Teferet Shmuel, one second. The Teferet Shmuel said, it's no problem. If you look at the Kaf HaChayim, where is it? The Kaf HaChayim, it's the Kut and Bay, the Siman Ayin Hay. This is the Teferet, that's the chat in the Divya Chamudah. There's no objective error. Even Zerora and Shoke, if the people go all with the Zerora and the Shoke exposed, it's not a bit of error. I have a problem. It's not them. Raised yesterday, which is in pain, pain has ever soaked. You mean you can go absolutely naked also? I say, everyone goes in a Jewish colony, everyone goes naked. I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. I am a bit pressed to tell you, well, exactly where do you draw the line? One might say that there's a difference between Gufa Isha and what we call the extremities. When we see students draw on the show, one might make some suggestions. If that's the case, then those low cuts and low backs, but absolutely no hefty, even if everyone goes that way. Teferet Shmuel, one second. Teferet Shmuel said, on the side, bottom of the rush, same place on the same page. Avonira Bienai, the Mekil Shirgilo Tanashim Legalo Zerothayim, Zer Minigra, the Korah and the Abraham, Tepach Vidisha Erev. That means, even if everybody goes that way, the whole shot is wrong. In my opinion, I was just sit tight now. Hold on to your seats. It may fall away. The soap is not the top. The soap is the cap. Revolver. You look at Chazon Ish, he proved it at great length. He called a person to Menachem, the Mishnah in Aulis, the Rajba. The Rajma said that if the Mokam Bagula Beish, they wore gym shorts in those days. They wore until the knee. Look at the Ebenezer. Well, you can open up the Ebenezer. Open up, Rabbi Ophel, please. See the Kum Sama Fes, Steve Koche. Open up. Hold on. Kum Sama Fes, Steve Koche. Well, it wasn't Wazoo Shek, huh? Look, see what it says. Look at the police, correct. Tell us, Adam, how you put the police shoe on. The soap is a cap. You look at Chazon Ish, he proved it at great length. He called a person to Menachem, the Mishnah in Aulis, the Rajba. The Rajba said that if the Mokam Bagula Beish, they wore gym shorts in those days. They wore until the knee. You look at the Ebenezer. Well, you can open up the Ebenezer. Open up, Rabbi Ophel, please. See the Kum Sama Fes. Steve Koche. Hold on. Kuf Sama Fes, Steve Koche. Oh, it wasn't Wazoo Shek, huh? Look, see what it says. How comes out of how you put the chalitza shoe on. Anyone here see a chalitza? Ever seen you see a chalitza? Okay. On Amud Bey, second line, the tzorah shiyia kesher al tsar shoko. The stavin or etzuas pamin or pamayim stavin l'shok at yeshuvu rashi or etzuas al shok l'panim v'haynu al shok v'yuk shar al pnei ha-shok v'lo me'achoro etc. Uri, where was the chalitza shoe on the man? Where are the rituals affixed? I've seen at least more than once. On the calf. The often of a chaver that the shoke is the calf, it's not the thigh. It don't say nothing's done on the thigh. Not done on the thigh. Is there possibly more chalitzas in the world? If you look carefully in the pasuk of Shoftim, Perek has well pasuk set. Shok al Yerek. Yerek is the top, the thigh, and Shok is the calf. Look at the Matsudis. And if you think that the modernists have a difference, look at the Das Mikra. Das Mikra is the modern, quote unquote, scholarly, scientific, critical translation of Chumash. The Das Mikra Shok, the Perek has well, Pasuk Ches says, Shok is the cat of a young girl. I think certain that you got.
They were playing on American Idol.
A woman is not supposed to flaunt her body. That's why I don't like some of these, when they have these t-shirts with the writing all over, certain parts of the body that they want to attract attention to. Is that right? Wedding albums from 40 years ago. The residents of the Dolly's by changing the pattern. In other words, how they say the pattern. And the fear on his side is they were not guilty. In those days, that's how apparently it was expected to go. And today, Baruch Hashem Aksadora, Tak also, I think it's same with the hair. Even according to those authorities who maintain that there's some kind of heter or other for not covering the hair, the Baruch Hashem to adopt a higher level of tzitzis to cover the hair. Is anyone up to contract? Robes on the Sabbath, he said. That's what he said. Depending on the country, I think he put them on the robe. We would have to hope that a person is able to control himself and to drive into the mission tunnel. Yeah. But on both sides, what I want to explain is the following. By our mother.